Good morning. First, when Jay was singing the song, God Bless America, you could see and feel the anointing that was on him. You could feel and see the spirit that was on him. You know that he meant it. So I urge you right now to dig deep. Pastor Janet says, reach high and dig deep. And saying, God bless America. God protects us every day. And we should have confidence every day for God's protection. But you know what? We need to bless the United States. Because without God's protection on the United States, we would not be free today. Sometimes we feel like we're not free, but we are free indeed. I am able to carry my Bible with me because God bless America this way. So I can walk into church and praise and pray God. Brothers and sisters, there are people that can't do that. There are people that don't understand the concept of blessing what God has given us. So I want you to stand right now and yell, God bless America. Let's do it. God bless America. God bless America. Get it deep into your belly. God bless America, because we want God to continue blessing America. We want to be free. We want to be able to get good jobs, good homes, to socialize with one another, to continue to come to church, continue on reading the Bible freely. So God bless America. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh, Jesus, he is so good to us. I'm going to ask if some ushers would please come up and pass our proclamation cards out. Would someone else please come and help from over this way? And if you need one that's in Spanish, we have those also. We're going to give most of them to Pastor Mario. I was reading for this lesson. There were things that I knew, things that I was reminded of, things that stirred me up. God did that for me. God wants to protect each and every one of us. But you know, I was also reading that, do you have confidence in God's protection? I think in my book, I left down, it's somewhere in Psalms where it talks about having confidence in God's word, having confidence in God's protection. We need not to be fear. I know somewhere they were singing tonight about being fearful. God does not want us to be fearful of anything. We have protection, so we should not be fearful of anything. Does everyone have one of the cards? Could you show it, please? And no, our pastors like for us to read it together. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment I do condemn. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is from you. If there are those who have been speaking or praying against me or seeking harm or evil to me or who have rejected me, I forgive them. Having forgiven them, I bless them in the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, that you and you alone are my God. And besides you, there is no other. A just God and a Savior, and I worship you. Having submitted to you, Lord, I do as your word directs. I resist the devil, all his pressures, his attacks, his deceitfulness, every instrument or agent that he would seek to use against me. I do not submit. I resist him, drive him from me, and exclude him from me in the name of Jesus. Specifically, reject and repeal. Allergies, verses, and every form of witchcraft. Finally, Lord, I thank you that through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, I have passed out from under the curse and entered into the blessing of Abraham, whom you are all things. Amen. I believe it was the Saturday after, or it was Mother's Day Sunday. Pastor Janet taught, and it was something about some witchcraft and stuff like that. And that's up there. You know, that's things that we have to deal with. It's a real thing. We shouldn't be afraid of it, but we have to deal with it. There's things in the world, of the world, that we have to deal with. Part of the proclamation says, "This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is from you." I looked up servant in Romans 1:1. One who belongs to another. Everyone is enslaved to something or someone, but choosing to be a servant of Jesus sets one free from sin and death. Romans 6:6-7. Because of Jesus Christ, we are set free. Righteousness by God's standards. Isaiah 41:10. Matching life with God's commandments, love, and purpose. Action based on love for God and a relationship with God. You see, this protection goes way beyond what people think when they say God's protection. Because there are things that we're supposed to live and do daily. We're supposed to make God our first God and no other God. We are to live by the commandments that God gave to us. Those are very important. And they say that matching life with God's commandments, love, and purpose. Action based on love for God and relationship with God. That's why it is so important for us to build a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why it is so important to us get on our knees at night and the morning to get this relationship to God. And when you get on your knees, he listens to you. I got on my knees yesterday when I was doing this, and I heard God said, "I hear your whispers day and night. I hear you just step by step by step." And that's you and I walking because we're praying to God for something. We're interceding for something that step by step. God hears that. When he says, you cry at night and day, I hear those tears. And as he does this, I believe that God, I listen to the song and say, God hears all these things, and then he gathers an army together. He gathers the angels and sends the angels out for us. When Elder Carol and her daughter went to Chicago, God sent angels out before them, because I know that they prayed before they went. God blessed them because of the prayer and because of the walk that they do. No harms will come against them. Righteousness means a right relationship with both God and one's fellow humans, beings. Matthew 5:6. So you know, not only does God want us to have a relationship with him, he wants us to have a relationship with each other. He wants me to have a relationship with Patty. I only see her every Sunday. We text every now and then. We're trying to build our relationship up. We're trying to be right because God wants us to reach out to one another. I remember one day she reached out to me and I needed it. And that's what God wants us to do. And we do these things, God gives us protection. Romans 12:14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. That's what Romans 12:14 says. And love is really important. Love is a guiding principle in Christian relationship, not only with fellow believers, but also with your enemies. Paul gives specific instructions on how to deal with those who persecute you, do evil towards you, and are your enemies. We are to bless those who persecute you, not to repay evil for evil, and not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. When somebody does something that you don't like to you, or just something that's not right to you, you don't want to go back at them with evil. You don't want to go back and step on their feet because they stepped on yours. But you want to bless them. You want to pray for them. People that have, you know, people, a lot of people do road rage. You know, somebody gets in front of you and you zoom and you want to get in front of them. You don't want to do that. Bless them. You don't know what the reason was that they did that. Something really could have been wrong with them. And they might not be under God's protection. But guess what? You are. So pray for them so they'll have a better life. Matthew 5:43-44. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Forgiving your enemies. Pray actively for your enemies. Jesus told us to pray for our enemies. Love them when you pray for them, asking God to meet their needs and manifest himself to them. You are overcoming evil with good. Instead of fighting negative through in your mind, you don't want to be negative. You want to be positive. You are filling your mind with positive thoughts of God's love for that person. You know, that person might be a mean, evil person to you and to others. But if nobody prays for them, if nobody goes before them in love with God, what's going to happen? Who's going to get hurt? Who's going to be saved? Our jobs as Americans, as Christians, is to pray for people. And we need to pray for those people that are not very nice, even more so. Because if we don't, the world is going to be turned upside down. But I promise you, every time you pray for somebody that you might take as an enemy or that has harmed someone, the world gets better and better. Because as they are blessed with God, they're going to bless someone else. And it's like a roller coaster. We go around and around and around until we continue to bless people. And then we have God's protection on our lives and on the USA. Galatians 3:13, free from the curse and radically blessed. I like that, radically being blessed. You know, that's a big thing. God is just going to go around this building and he's just going to bless us with everything we need. Because God does bless us in this building. We have need of nothing. There's things, of course, that we can have, but not that we need. There are things that we want because God blesses us. So free from the curse and radically blessed. You want to read with me? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:13-14. God is so, so good to us. When you accept Jesus Christ into your life, you are set free from the curse and receive the same blessing of Abraham. You are to receive the same blessings the children of Israel received through Abraham, and you are not to be under those curses. Although, and that's capital, although being a Christian does not guarantee you a life from trials and difficulties and tribulations, right? Because we are Christians here, but we do go against trials and difficult times. We do have things that happen to us that we wouldn't like, but that happens. God did not promise us that we would not go through trial and tribulation. You have a covenant right to expect God's blessing in every area of your life. The promises of God were made to Abraham and his seed, who is Jesus Christ. The promise was not to all Abraham's descendants. It was for those who would be with Jesus by faith. It was those that would unite with Jesus by faith. Faith. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't understand it. But by faith, I'm going to receive Jesus Christ in my life. By faith, I'm going to get out of my car and go into the house and believe that no harm is going to come against me. I'm going to believe that in the morning, I will wake up with a sound mind and strength in my body. I believe through faith that every person in this church is blessed and will receive more blessings. I believe with faith that one day soon there are going to be many, many, many more people in this church. I believe by faith that one day soon you better get to church on time or you won't get your regular seat. Moores, you won't get your seat right there. Angela, you sure not going to get your seat, because I believe by faith that everybody's going to come in here and they're going to be so hungry for God that they want to come down to the front because they want to be close to the woman and man of God. And that is faith. I believe that's going to happen. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Amen. Amen. Where was I at here? Okay. Yeah. God is so good to us. You know, I was reading about Abraham. And I was reading about, you know, his son, Isaac, who received everything that Abraham had. I was reading about how Abraham had a servant. He was his oldest servant. You know, we talked about servants, didn't we? We talked about servants as being belonging to someone. And I'm going to say something. And there are a few. Long time ago, when I was a little girl, we didn't like to hear the word slave. But slave takes on many, 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 many meanings. The one I was talking about earlier was a servant is someone that belongs to someone that is enslaved to someone that I trust. I am enslaved to Pastor Janet. I am enslaved to Apostle Leonard because I want to serve them and I want to serve them well. I want to serve you. As care pastor here at the church, I want to serve you. So if you are in need of prayer, or if you are in need of go somewhere, give us a call. Because we are here to serve you. Amen. And under that, God will take care of us. Because we are serving. Thank you, Being a servant is important. So if you're not serving, you better start today. Think about that. It's important. So Abraham said to his oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had. Abraham had his servant to go far, far away with 10 of his men with their camels. And Abraham wanted a son, his son Isaac, to have a wife, not just any wife. But Abraham gave his most important oldest servant instructions on what to do. God gives us instructions daily. Do we hear them? Start listening for the instructions and directions that God gives you. Because Abraham's servants did. He listened to what Abraham said. He didn't want Abraham to get a wife there where they lived. He wanted Abraham to go back to where Abraham's father and family were. And there he was to go and get a wife and bring back to his son Isaac. He entrusted his servant to do that. I appreciate when my pastor entrusts me to do something that is so meaningful. To entrust me to pray for someone. Entrust me to lay hands on someone. Entrust me to stand up here today. You know, we should appreciate our masters. Because Abraham's servant did appreciate Abraham. And he went before God and he asked God to help him to get where he was going to go. Lord, please my master Abraham. He asked God to help him to find the right woman for Abraham's son. Because if he didn't find the right woman, Abraham said, I'll let you go. I release you from your job. But I want a woman, a wife for my son, from my father's house. Abraham did not want to not do what his master asked him. So he goes before the well. And timing is everything. A lot of times we think that God's not giving us something because it's not our time. But actually, God gives us what we need on God's time. So the servant went to the well at a certain time, and these women were coming out, and he was looking at them. He was searching and seeing which woman is for my master's son, because this is what he asked him to do. Bring me the right woman back. God tells us these things every day, but sometimes we're so busy with our day-to-day activities and other world that we don't hear. So he was looking, and this beautiful woman came out, and she had a pitcher, and he asked her, could he drink some water from her pitcher? And she said to him, of course. And when you're finished drinking of the pitcher, I'll feed your camels. She fed them. She even told him later that, yes, at my father's house, we have enough lodging for you and your men. And do you know when him and his men got in there, they washed their feet. There was water to do that. They fed them. They had food for the camels and everything. God went before them. He sent angels before them because he prayed to God. And that's what I'm saying today. We have to pray to God. We have to live the commandments that God gave us daily. Not just Sundays, but dailies. He ended up putting a nose ring on this woman and gave her a couple of bracelets. So the family was kind of excited when they saw this. And they wanted her to stay a few more days than the servant wanted to. And they gave their blessing. Because when we do things that God wants us to do, he gives us his blessings. Is that correct? He does. So he blessed this servant with this beautiful woman to take back to his master and his master's son. He followed God's direction and he got back safe with this new woman to be his wife. And he presented her and everybody was happy about it. And they go off. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to listen to what he says. And he gives us a roadmap daily on things to do. And we just have to have this relationship like Abraham had with his servant and with God. Because Abraham had a relationship with God, you know, and that came down. And that's why I'm going to go sidetrack. I went somewhere about a month ago and I was to do a prayer and they put on there for me to go up there. And I thought, oh, but as a man pastor and I'm in Michigan and I don't know. So I don't want to be disrespectful and go up there because I'm a woman and I had pants on. I really wouldn't have done that if I really thought that that's what they were going to do. But then the preacher told me to go up. And I thought he was just being kind. So I really did feel bad. And afterwards he told me, no, when I said for you to come, I could see you was a woman. I saw you had on pants. What you don't understand is my last pastor was a woman. And she wore pants. And then I came back and I talked to my spiritual mom. And she had to explain a few things to me. That she is a woman, and when she goes out, you know, she sometimes gets a little stirred up with the men, but she stands, and I see in the community now they respect her. They call her, and they ask her questions. They know her husband. He says, yes, you be pastor. That's what God wanted. And she's a strong woman. So guess what? She's here and I'm under her. So whatever blessings that she gets, whatever anointings that she gets when doors are open for her, guess what? It affects me and it affects you and you and you. So never again would I not take my place when I am asked to do something. And that's with God's protection over life. God is so good. I haven't checked the time. Isn't God good? How often is God good? Okay, we're getting there. If you look on the back of your card, Derek Prince was asked, how do you protect yourself if you live anywhere in the Middle East where people are always putting curses on people? You know, the witchcraft stuff, curses on you, speaking bad about you. You know, when our pastor goes to out of the country, you know how that is. So she's going to be right because she knows she needs God's protection. But he said, every night before bedtime, he does a declaration. So let's please read Isaiah 54, 17. Before you go to bed every night, along with your prayers, incorporate this somehow. And you probably already do. But I just want to remind you that sometimes when teaching goes forth, you're going to be tested. So you want to be right. You want to be equipped. You want to be on time. So Isaiah 54, 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has covered us with a robe of his righteousness. If we were to come against Satan and curses in our own righteousness, we would have nothing to stand on. So every night before you go to sleep, make a declaration. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes. Because you always want to be equipped. You know, you go into new areas, and if you're not equipped, you'll be knocked down. When you go to the doctor, always pray for good results. Pray for your doctors and his team. That is important because they are doing things to you. So you want to make sure that they are blessed and highly favored. Becky's not here today. That's Becky's highly favored, blessed and highly favored. So when we go and have like a holiday Thursday, I opened up Facebook, I think it was, and I read God Bless America. And God blessed us and he protected us. He protected the nation that day. President Trump had this big celebration for the military. God protected them. You know, after 9/11, sometimes we get out a little tipsy and we get a little frightened about what's going to happen at big occasions like that. But you know, we should not have fear because we are under the protection of Jesus Christ. Because we walk like him. We think like him. We walk like him. We have that sunshine on our lives like him.
Amen.
When you go into work, at daytime or nighttime, when you go into the schools for your children, act right because you're representing Jesus Christ because you're supposed to walk like him. When you go into the schools for your children and you think the situation is bad, but you're going to walk right still. You're going to think positive. You're not going to think negative. Negative is not in your DNA.
That's right.
You have the DNA of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for the DNA.
Amen.
God is good to us. He is so good to us. Jesus Christ, our Lord. So in closing, I just want you to remember that God loves you and he counts on us for the commandments. He counts on us to do and do and do to be like him.
Amen.
Thou shalt not steal. I was in the store one day with a grandkid, and she had a piece of a little watch or something in her hand. I got outside. I didn't know it until then. Not gonna mess up my blessing. I took her back in, and I apologized and tapped her hands. But she's used to going into the dollar store, and she's allowed to have four things. Her papa takes her, and she can have four things. Well, she was with Gigi this day, and I didn't think about the four things. Didn't even look at her little hand. All I was looking for was the stuff that was in the basket. But you know what? I was not going to let anything curse my blessings because I knew she had that little watch in her hand and not take it back in. Because there should not steal. She didn't understand. But she knows she had to go back and take it back. God is so good. So I say to you, know who you are and know who you are in God. And know that God wants to protect each and every one of us. And please do not go to sleep tonight without praying for him to prosper, protect you, guard you, let you know about the love and the curses, because education and knowledge is everything. So, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. We thank and ask you to bless them, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to bless the United States of America. Lord, as we leave this place and go out into the highways and the byways, please continue to protect us. Father, I pray that what was said today, that they received it, understood it, and then from this day that each one of us will understand the protection of God in depth. So right now, we'll call for the elders to come down. And if there's anyone here that is of a need in prayer, please do not leave this place today. If you're someone that wants to rededicate your life to the Lord, please come down and the elders will serve you. Don't be afraid. Nobody's listening to what is being said. God says, come down to the altar. The Bible says, if you are in need, if you are sick, if you need groceries, if you need help in any way, come to the elders. So the elders are here. Do not leave this place today because you are in a rush. God's not. He's here for us today.